Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Hello, citizens. We are here to talk to you about Gotham Season 4, Episode 11, the winter finale. Come on with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, I thought
it's
they were
11 weeks.
Guys, I thought they were going to do a Christmas song.
I agree. We were trying for a Christmas song. We wound up on the Gotham theme. Thank you all so much for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV's coverage of Gotham Season 4, Episode 11, the winter finale. It's a different bat time, different bat studio.
Yeah.
Because this is the first season they haven't done 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. In the winter. This is the 11th episode of the winter. It's also the first season they were on Thursdays. But if you want to talk about days of the week, you can find me on Twitter. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. But I'm not alone, starting with Carla.
Hey guys, I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can find me on Instagram at Carla B Travels and on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
Hi guys, I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the place.
So, we were about to get into it, and then cameras weren't rolling, and
yes.
I was like, guys, save it. How are we feeling?
I think, I love Gotham, but I think that an 11th episode was definitely not necessary for this season.
Yeah, I feel like the season really brought it, and we had so many good moments, and like, they were hyping it so much to be this big war over who's going to rule Gotham in the end. And then we had such a great episode last time we were in studio. And this week, I just kind of felt like I was waiting for that big bang. I mean, it was a good episode. There was a lot that happened. And, you know, Sophia ended up winning Gotham in the end. I just thought it would have been a more, there would have been a larger climax with how she got it.
Yeah, I don't really like the way that she got it. And, like, it wasn't a fair situation of how everything happened. She
didn't
actually win it.
I think anytime you kill your dad, that's totally fair.
I do agree. There.
Can we say daddy issues?
Yeah. I think overall the episode suffered from something this show actually rarely suffers from, which is I called And Then.
Yeah.
Which is something you'll notice when you're watching something and you're not really feeling it. You really have to think, are the characters going place to place because and then this happened? And then that happened? And then this happened?
Yeah.
Like, this episode had a lot of that for me, where normally these episodes are paced such where, well, that happened, so.
Yeah.
Right.
He feels this way, therefore.
And we had a lot of that in the previous
episode. Yeah.
Whereas this week, I think they just felt the need to get to where they needed to get to at the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. And they left so much in the bag this whole time that they're clearly trying to, like, shake the Etch-A-Sketch, if you will, this week. So that when they come back, they can have all new stories. And it's just a lot of loose ends, unfleshed stuff.
I feel like they didn't really think much about how everything was going to be able to, like, play out to start out with the next season. Because Sophia didn't have to win over Gotham in this winter finale. And the pig, just even, like, moving on from Sophia, talking about how the pig died. Like, I don't like how Sophia killed the pig. And I like the fact that they told us the story that happened, but it would have been much better to have seen it happen during, like, a war happening, and then he comes out defending her, and then she finds out, like, about it, not just him show up from the back and be like, oh, yeah,
yeah,
we worked together.
Yeah, it was me all along.
Yeah.
And, like,
Yeah.
There's a couple comments. There were a lot of unnecessary additions that they added this week.
ZSB Lou in the chat says they ruined the pig. I don't want to say ruined, but I will say this episode Like, had the pig just kind of faded away last mm-hmm. week, I would have preferred that yeah. to him dying this
episode.
That
would episode. Have done more yeah. justice Where I'm to like, his character.
They took a character that felt underwritten at the start, that felt like a villain of the week at the start, and yeah. made him part of the focal point of the whole like half of the season, and then he kind of dies unceremoniously. Like,
yeah.
But that inconsistency like makes sense now that I think at one point Pig was a villain of the week.
Yeah. But the thing is, I feel like they could have used him for future. If the show did continue to like other episodes, he would have been a really good person to come back to, just like Jerome is, you know? Yeah. And he was definitely like a really big asset to the show. And I just can't believe they just got rid of him like that. When I saw the sign that he had painted, like saying that, oh, goodbye, Gotham. And I was like, yes, like he escaped. He's going to come back. And that's how I felt. And I felt satisfied knowing that he had gone and he had a new face and he could possibly come yeah. back to Gotham, not being the same person and us not knowing.
And also as a villain, I really like the pig.
Yeah.
I really
yeah.
like, because like, obviously not in his tactics, but in his socioeconomics, in his resistance.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of agree with the pig.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially in the world of Gotham where it's like everyone is old money and oligarchs and like yeah, he yeah. literally wants to have anarchy so everyone can rise up.
Yeah, I definitely came because I was like against the pig at the beginning. I was so hard against the pig and I was like, when are they going to get rid of him? And then like I finally grew to appreciate the pig and I was like, I like the storyline. Like you said, the way that they set it up was like, oh, he's going to come back at some mm-hmm. point, mm-hmm. you know, with all these other characters. And we've seen people die, but this just felt like he died and like they're not, it didn't feel like they were going to bring him back. And it was just like, it was a sad way to send him off.
Yeah.
And that's coming from someone that really didn't like the pig.
Well,
they should have at least like killed him with like a pig face over his yeah, head to like finish off the ceremony.
It wasn't a satisfying death to me. I wasn't satisfied with the way he died.
It wasn't as meaty. There wasn't as much bacon
yeah,
in this.
Uh-huh.
I would have rather he be presumed dead last week, or they left it in a way where he's presumed dead this week. Mr. Ooh in the chat, I don't think Pig died. Obviously, in Gotham, nobody actually dies.
True.
But, like, we saw him get shot. Like, as far as death in Gotham goes, he's pretty dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, on a scale of, like, alive to Fish Mooney, he's like a... A
in
Jerome.
Between.
Like a
right.
like he's like 60% dead.
Yeah.
But speaking of Jerome, let's dive into where they ended. Jerome still
comes
around.
Back.
I didn't like the way they introduced Jerome.
Really?
Why?
I wish they would have teased it for like Jerome's coming back next season. Like I just felt like they gave him such like just a snippet and it was just like the way that it ended, I was like, I wanted like a big
well,
like ending to really make me excited about the, next,
the
season.
Next season.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's enough.
That
he's back and like, because Jerome's character had always been about influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's not the Joker per se.
Right.
In this what? Universe, the Joker that fights
but in the
Batman.
Clip, in the clip for, that's what I'm so confused about is his character and his role in the show, because they say he's not the Joker, but like they drop a lot of hints that he...
Well, A, they never said he wasn't the Joker, but
I thought
B,
they actually said that.
He's Jerome. He's Jerome, and I think a lot of these characters are mantle characters that if we were to follow Bruce Wayne all the way up through this universe, he would become Batman and fight a different Joker that was inspired by Jerome. That's how I always took it to mean.
I did too, but I feel like they set it up so much. Like even in the preview for next season, they had like the they show his face and then they throw the card down, and the card is the Joker card.
I agree.
That they set it up so much that like now I really want him to be the Joker. Like I don't want like nobody else can replace Jerome at this point. I love Jerome too much. He is the Joker in my
heart.
He
really is the Joker in this season.
Ivan Soto in the chat. Ivan Soto in the chat is like, stop with that, Steve. Because like, this happens like once or twice a season where it's like, are any of these characters anything? And I'm like, well, let's get to the 3-why conundrum. That if you ask why more than 3 times, you question the universe.
Is Bruce really Batman?
What are the moving images on the screen? Is it even reality? Like you, who knows?
That's so funny.
I'm excited. And this, I harp on this a lot, too, that the people who make the promos usually aren't the people who make the TV show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were really excited heading into this week because we saw pretty much what we saw at the end of this episode in the promo for this episode with Jerome.
I think that's why it felt so anticlimactic, is we had already we were expecting that moment based off of the trailer, that I was expecting it to be a bigger moment, or there was supposed to, like, I wanted more meat with that piece.
When I was playing the show, because it was recorded here, I kept going forward. I was like, oh my gosh, there's only like 20 minutes left and Jerome hasn't come up yet, and I just kept looking that he wasn't coming, and then I had 56 minutes and then I realized that he was probably gonna come back at the end, and it got stuck. It got stuck for me, so I didn't even get to see him like come at the end. Yeah. But
she missed the last two seconds, and I was like, "It's literally like it's just Jerome, and that's how it ends." Up, and she's like, "No, but there has to be more." She didn't believe that. Like that was, I was like, "No, that's literally how it ends this season."
So
do we want to talk about Bruce Wayne and Alfred Pennyworth?
Yeah, that was a hot topic. That was a hot moment.
So he woke up in bed next to a young woman.
Two young women,
and they don't imply it. I mean, like, there's no implication, though.
Is it safe to call them young women when they're, like, clearly much older than him?
Yes, young women.
Okay. But, like, he wakes up next to them, and then he's just off the deep end. This is how he's dealing with it. He's shutting everyone else out of his life.
They just took a nap together. I mean, they were all clothed.
Oh, no. I think
he's talking about the fact that he's going out and just partying. And I think, even towards the end, the last part that we see Bruce, he's drinking, and you could tell in his face that he's drinking just to forget about what happened. He's not necessarily drinking because he's like, like I'm having such a great time. He's drinking because he wants to forget about the fact that he killed Raj, and he's trying to forget about the fact of his parents. But I think Bruce needs to go through this phase in order to go through an awakening that will help him become the Batman.
I agree, but I think he's putting himself in a very unsafe position by shutting out Alfred, the only caretaker he has, getting emancipated by Alfred, so that he literally has to sink or swim on his own. And he's Bruce Wayne. We know he'll eventually swim.
Yeah.
And then sink again and then swim because he's Bruce Wayne. Like, he's the Tony Stark of the DC universe. He falters, and that's what makes him so human. But this Bruce just comes off kind of bratty. And
yeah.
He is bratty.
But he's a kid, though. Like, you want.
But I feel like I wish I would have seen a lot more of, like, a character development where it's, like, consistently for the past couple of weeks, it's just been bratty Bruce, where I haven't seen much of, a growth or maturity or, like, it's just the same tone every week with him just being bratty and going to the clubs and drinking.
I have
and going
a feeling that for the writers this whole season, Bruce wasn't something that was a focus.
Yeah.
I think it was more the underground and the villains, because there was a couple episodes that we even forgot Bruce existed.
Well, there were at least three or four we didn't see him.
Yeah.
Including the one immediately after he kills Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
Where you're like,
where we forgot what happened.
Also, like, there is a certain level. I will say it now that this whole half of the season has happened. There has been a level of event fatigue, I'll call it. That if you had told me heading into episode one that the big bad, that, like, yes, they've cast Ra's al Ghul and we will see him, but the actual big bad of these 11 episodes would be Professor Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be Professor Pig and, to a certain extent, Sophia. I'd be confused.
Yeah.
And it works. It works, and it works well, but, like, there is a level of event fatigue that I think we talked about on this show, that, like, we're 2 weeks after Ra's al Ghul is killed by Bruce, and Bruce is all mopey, and we're like, why is Bruce mopey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, wait, yeah.
That's right, because he killed
him. Yeah, where I feel like the timeline moves so fast that one piece just really felt like it dragged on along time this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's all just been about his death and it hasn't really done anything for us at all.
Are you talking about
Ra's al Ghul? About Ra's, yeah.
That.
And I wanted to see Barbara's powers.
Yeah, and we didn't see
any Barbara powers.
He didn't really do anything.
Aaron Richards
was
on the show and said there'd be Barbara powers, and there were no Barbara powers. I'm kidding.
She said there might be.
She didn't say there'd be Barbara
hinted.
Powers. But, man, Where do we go? Well, I brought up Sophia. Let's just talk about Sophia and Pig and her dad and Cobblepot and all of the internal strife of the Gotham underworld.
I saw it coming. Like, right when they, right when Falcone came in, I'm like, okay, he's going to take her home, and this is the end of her storyline. And then I was like, no, there's going to be a twist, and I saw it coming that she was going
to
kill him.
When she walked over to the rose, I thought she was going to pull out a gun and kill everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't know that she was going to, and just, like, leave her dad, but I didn't think she was going to kill her dad. I just, for a second, when she went up to the rose and she saw the blood, I was like, she's about to turn around and kill the, like, his dad's guards, and then she's gonna be like, see, I can do this, blah, 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 but I didn't see.
I saw her killing him.
The second I saw him come back, I was like, man, she gonna kill him, though?
Yeah. Which is interesting, but, like, why? So, and we saw that, like, her whole reasoning behind everything wasn't even because she wants Gotham. It's just because she wants to seek revenge on Gordon.
No, I think it's because she wants Gotham.
She wants Gotham. She's from Gotham.
She definitely wants Gotham.
It's not about revenge on Gordon. It's about Gotham. It's about Gotham. It's about what she feels to be her birthright.
Yeah.
Because the Falcones have run Gotham her whole life.
And not only that, but when she was trying to explain to him, either you be the hero or not, she pretty much said, that's my revenge, which is really, she's putting him where he wants to be.
Okay.
So it's not really much of revenge.
Yeah. Also, clarification, we keep calling him Professor Pig. We mean it as the pig that we were given in this series. I'm aware they did a bit of retconning this week, too. Mm-hmm. Of like, well, actually, I was wearing a mask of a thing. Now, I'm talking about Professor Pig as he was presented to us.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that was partly what they did, was they tried to downplay the severity of his character and then just to kill him, which just,
I don't like that.
So much happening.
I don't know, because why would you go to the extent to tell us that he has plates in his face that could change around maybe what he looks like and then just get rid of him?
Yeah, there was so much setup that I expected so much more to come. I mean, maybe it will. Maybe, I mean, people don't always stay dead in Gotham for long.
Nobody stays dead in Gotham.
Like, nobody dies in Gotham. I feel like, well, they need to bring back Jada Pinkett Smith.
If they survive for 3 episodes, they will come back.
Or they can come back.
They can come back. Well.
They have to afford, you have to be able to afford the actor.
Yeah.
Like, Jada Pinkett Smith, I don't know if they're going to want Jada Pinkett Smith. I don't know if they can afford to bring Jada Pinkett Smith back again. I don't know what her deal's like. Let's get into the Grundy Tabitha stuff, because I'm a little confused.
You got excited when you saw
I got so excited. So Tabitha kidnaps Grundy, and she pretty much beats
his memory back into him.
She beats him until she gets him to remember her, but then she leaves him.
It's an interesting tactic.
And I like the fact that he remembers who he is now,
like,
after.
That's a new level of, like, BDSM.
Yeah.
We just upgraded from chains and web straight to.
I don't like
bars.
The fact that she left him there when he found out what happened to him, because this is what she was working for, and she didn't even get to see.
She gave up on him. Yeah. No.
But she didn't even get to see the fact that it worked. Or what about if it's just for a little bit, just kind of when they were fighting and she hit him and he kind of remembered, but then he forgot again. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I like that now Butch/Grundy is back.
As Butch.
But now, yeah, he's back as Butch, but he's
green.
Unkillable and green.
Yeah, is he going to keep all of that? Well, yeah, I guess it's just his memory.
Well, yeah,
back.
It's just, yeah.
Well, but that's the, does his, we haven't heard him speak as Butch yet, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, then
yeah,
never mind.
He saw his reflection and then he woke up and he's like, what happened to
me? Okay, yeah, you're right. That's not, although that would be funny if he were still Grundy, but then had Butch's memory. Like, Grundy like you very much.
But Grundy. I think I like Grundy better than simpleton. I like Butch.
Really?
I do.
I think it's
because Grundy is such a cute teddy bear.
Yeah.
And
we have enough, but, like, big bads.
But so is Butch. I feel like Butch isn't that. Butch wasn't mean. He was a nice guy.
I wonder how he's going to react now that he has a hand again. He's going to be like, oh, maybe that was the bigger shocker. Less of how he looked and more like, I have 2 hands again.
So do we want to get into the Gordon of it all?
The Gordon of it all.
The Gordon of it all. He's the captain. He's in charge. He's doing the things.
Shocker.
Crazy. I'm still excited for him, and I'm excited for this interplay he'll have with Bullock moving forward, and then like
it's going to be an interesting dynamic.
Good talk.
I think I'm curious to see how he works with Sophia though, cuz I feel like she really thinks she has him in the palm of her hand, and she's going to be running the city and using him as kind of like a vessel to do that. And he's just so like adamantly against it.
Well, he's such a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
That he's like, I'm not here for you. Like, I'm trying to save the city.
He's like, I'm just trying to get my next badge and tie this knot and save Gotham.
You guys, you're going to laugh at me, but I thought I thought the beginning of the episode was really cheesy when he was like telling them like, oh, suit up. And it just didn't seem like he was.
No, he felt
strong.
Hard.
He felt strong and leaderful, like
in leadership.
But it was like, it was cheesy.
Yeah.
But I think we as the viewer are like, y'all are Gotham PD though.
Is
Solomon Grundy on this force? Then we like, is Jerome on this force?
I just think you that ain't got they need
Zazz
to be
on this
more
force? Like you.
They need to be more crazy. Zazz, we need to talk about Zazz.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that the GCPD needed to be a little bit more serious about it. when they're going to go take off all these gangsters, not just be like, okay, guys, like, suit up. Like, that's kind of what it felt like to me.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, it was like a cutesy scene that.
Yeah.
Well, and it was
also
like
a little more combat if we were.
But it was also like a lock and load scene in the first act.
Yeah.
And then like the war that they were prepping for kind of ended with a bit of a whimper in like the second act.
Yeah.
And then like that's what I mean by the end then and the event fatigue, that like 10 is just perfect for a show at this pace, cuz like you don't realize how much you've been through in such a period of time. Where 11 just you're like, okay, now what?
Honestly, 10 was just
perfect.
Amazing.
If they would have ended it there,
if they would have ended it there, I would have been impatiently waiting for this next, like, for the beginning of the season finale. And if the season finale would have started it like this with Sophia killing her father, I feel like it would have been like a bigger impact on me, and I would be like, oh my gosh, she killed her father, I can't believe it. But now I'm like, okay, she killed her father, like why would she even
It wasn't the moment that I think they were expecting it to be the moment that Sophia takes over and kills her dad, because I mean if Falcone was like such an integral character that like for his death to feel so,
and I don't like how Falcone died either. Well, I would have preferred for him to die in
peace. Well,
I would have liked for her to shot him directly.
Or that
like,
too.
That would
or
have
that.
Been nice.
Or
like,
that.
I would have liked for her to have been like,
super violent.
This is my city. You're not going to tell me what to do. Boom.
Yeah. And I don't like the way that it was shot either, because it was shot in the way that, okay, he's about to be killed. Like, he's just sent down and he stayed up.
Yeah.
If you see a creepy truck, you just stay up. Like, also, you run for your life. If you see, like, the candy truck coming through, you're not gonna go up to the candy truck, you're gonna run away from the creepy candy truck.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate right now. I think Sophia's rise to power would have felt stronger had Falcone not come back at all in this episode.
Yeah.
That it's like, nope, he's away, he supports me or doesn't support me, but he's allowing me to make my own mistakes, to take over my birthright. He's given up on Gotham completely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You report to me now. So him coming by at all, like, kind of devalues everything.
Yeah, that she did.
But her besting him does make that, like, but it didn't feel like she bested him.
Yeah. It didn't. Uh-uh.
It felt like he hastily had to come and get her, and that she knew that and just killed her own father, which does make her stone cold. But, like, that's about as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Speaking of being like super stone cold,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to know the super stone calls? Super stone cold, the Vikings.
Yeah,
they were like the original, like bad
super
A's.
Super stone cold.
Yeah,
and history's critically acclaimed series Vikings premiered their two-hour season premiere on Wednesday, November 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Season 5 began with Ivar the Boneless asserting his leadership over the Great Heathen Army, while Lagertha reigns as Queen of Kattegat. Ivar's murder of his brother Sigurd sets the stage for a vicious battle to come as Ragnar's sons plot their next moves after avenging their father's death. Bjorn follows his destiny into the Mediterranean Sea, and Floki, who is suffering from the loss of his wife Helga, takes to the seas, submitting himself to the will of the gods. This season is full of starting alliances and unbelievable betrayals as Vikings fight to rule the world. Season 5 is 10 episodes, guys. It's a good show.
See, yes, this is the war episodes. I wish Gotham would have brought. That's the
Mediterranean
grit that I wanted.
Do you want to see Cobblepot on the Mediterranean Sea?
I do. Yes.
Do you want to just...
Let's put Gordon in like a Mediterranean outfit on a boat.
I knew we were coming there.
Yes.
I knew you were just like, I want Pirate Gordon, guys. Can we do that? Do we have anything else we want to talk about with this episode before we...
Sass.
Yes.
I love the fact that he turned on
Yeah,
Penguin.
I like that. That's probably my favorite part of this episode.
Yes,
and it's too. Super logical, too.
Yeah.
Because he was way too smart to work for Penguin. He was waiting for a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, him being a sidekick to Penguin didn't make sense.
It didn't.
No, it never did.
It devalued him. And I'm like, I believe in you. You're so much more than that.
So, how do we feel about a good 10 to 15 minutes of reckless speculation?
Let's do it. We see... Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's jump
into reckless speculation. Otherwise.
Woo!
So.
Yes.
As of December 7th, there have been 77 episodes of Gotham.
Wow.
Wow.
As of December 7th, well, as of today, this moment, Gotham has not been. We're not. No, they're shooting. Never mind. I was about to say we're not sure if we're getting 11 more episodes. That's wrong. They ordered a fourth season. So they are shooting, and Aaron was mentioning yesterday, they're shooting stuff specifically for
fourth.
On the other end of here. This is this is the first time we've had 11 episodes in the winter. It was around this time last year we started to hear these rumblings. How are we feeling about this cancel bear?
I feel like we're getting
about the cancel bear. This is always a possibility.
I wouldn't be shocked if it ended this season. And didn't come back for a season 5.
Oh, I would be really sad if it...
I mean, not that I wouldn't be sad. I would be sad, but I wouldn't be shocked. I feel like they've... Like, I don't know. We've seen this struggle over Gotham. And, like, at some point, if we're not going to see Bruce become Batman, then, like, where are we dragging this out to?
Yeah.
Well, true. And that's definitely what an executive would say. Also, and I blame Fox for this, but the move to Thursdays... is what I will blame to the fact that they were averaging over 3 million viewers last season, and now they premiered to 3.2 and then never broke 3 again. Now, ratings aren't everything, as is clear with, because this show has, granted, and television has been down.
Yeah.
Television ratings have been down since this show debuted in 2014. But it debuted in 2014 to 8.2 million people. So that's
wow,
that's the ceiling.
Big dip.
Yeah.
That's the ceiling. And they retained most of them, 7.4 the next week, and then it like and that's how these numbers work. You debuted close to 10 million people in hopes you can keep 2 to 5 of them watching forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The question is, do we think they're going to get a season 5? I don't.
I think they can do the show justice wrapping it up in this season.
Season 4. I feel like if they're going to be doing 11 episodes for both seasons, then they could probably wrap it up where right now in the beginning, Bruce realizes, what am I doing? And he gets this, I think, well, honestly, I think that Gotham really isn't about Bruce becoming the Batman.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about Ben McKenzie.
Well, it's about James Gordon becoming Commissioner Gordon. It's about a city that needs Batman.
Yes.
That's what I've always loved about this show, mm-hmm. that it's very... All the problems can't be fixed overnight. All the problems can't be fixable.
Yeah.
You're stuck in this place where Gordon, at times, might be the only good one, the only Hamlet, if you will, and everyone else just keeps... struggle, like, everyone else keeps struggling to find moral footing, or they've all already given up on moral footing, and, like, they're just in this terrible place that desperately needs Batman. And, like,
but they have their Batman. It's Jim Gordon.
But, like, at a certain point in any of, if we're doing the mythos in general of Gotham as a city, it will eventually have to get so bad that a billionaire will have to don a cape and be a vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
And this show Gotham makes a point to say it's always this bad.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for Batman to grow up.
Yeah. And I think we've now, with the way they built Bruce's character in this first part of the season, like, I feel like they're setting him up to now, like, what are we going to see more bratty Bruce for the remainder of the fourth season?
I give them more credit than that. I feel like we're either going to see no Bruce for a while and then he comes back with a change of heart.
Yeah.
Or I would like, because I know in a lot of the more traditional lore or the traditional, not lore, the traditional origin of Batman would be some variation of he goes on this weird long journey, possibly runs into Ra's al Ghul. But since all of that has happened, he can still go on a big, long, like, vagabond journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we can follow him on that. As long as it just doesn't get too Oliver Queen on us.
Yeah.
Can we just, like, he doesn't wind up on an island.
Yeah, like, I feel like that could be, like, three episodes of the next.
That he winds up in a jam far away where no one's going to help him. He has to figure it out all on his own and learn enough about himself to, like, get out of the funk he's in. Or at the very least, like, grow exponentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to see that from him. We need that moving forward. What I also don't want to see is a 16-year-old Bruce Wayne become Batman. Like, straight being Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do not want to see that.
No, not at all. So that's why I think that it might not come back. But I also think that it might come back just because people are probably going to want to, like, maybe they want to develop it to where we get to see the Batman grow.
Mm-hmm.
But I, since thinking that it's not really the focus of the show, I'm afraid that it may not really be renewed. I just hope that they do end it where at least we're satisfied with, like, Jim Gordon. Bruce is.
Yeah.
Where we know, like, okay, you're going to become the Batman.
Jim Gordon is commissioner, but the town is in shambles. Bruce Wayne killed Ra's al Ghul and has solved the case of his parents, but he's growing towards being a self-actualized person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, that would be wrong. Batman, you don't want Batman to be a healthy, you don't want Batman to be healthy emotionally. You want the opposite. You want him to be filled with such rage that he'll take it out on everyone.
Could you guys foresee this being the kind of show that would get picked up by another network if it were canceled?
Jeff Graham and our engineer, bringing us in. I do not, but I do know that this show is produced by Warner Brothers, and I think part of the saving grace this time last year was that Warner Brothers really, really likes to get their shows to as close to 100 as they can so they can sell them off to cable networks like TBS or TNT.
Yeah.
So, like, Lucifer is the similar show that people like to compare. At cost per episode, I don't see any cable network handling it. I don't see any cable network affording it except for maybe Netflix. And
Netflix is the one I think.
And Netflix would have to know these numbers because what I'm seeing is that 3 million people watched this season premiere and then 2.53 million people watched last week.
Okay.
Now, the question becomes, and only Netflix can answer this question, how many millions of people catch this entire show not on Fox?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, is that a big enough number that Netflix wants to invite it into the fold? If only for, let's say, this talk gets into a weird place where they don't know, because production schedule-wise, they would have to know roughly by the end of February, early March, if this is it or not.
Yeah.
Like, writing-wise, they need to have the scripts ready, the sets ready. They need to know, okay, we're going to be done shooting by May, so you can, or we're going to be done shooting by April, so you can air premieres by May, finales by May. And if this is our series finale, we need to know how to write that.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if Fox screws them over in some way, that someone like Netflix or just TNT or TBS swoops in and says, you guys get a final episode.
Yeah.
Although we live in a time where that networks don't screw over shows like that anymore. Mm-mm. They usually get a final episode.
Yeah.
Because artistically, it's too important now.
Yeah. And I think this show wouldn't, they wouldn't do that to a show like this.
And I guess to answer Jeff's question, I think it could be very possible because Gotham is a very popular show that a lot of people don't even actually know about it because the time that it airs here in like Pacific Standard Time, I've talked to various people that I've been meeting, telling them like, oh yeah, you know, I host the after show for Gotham, and they're like, oh, what's that? I'm like, oh, it's like the Batman and Batman Becoming Batman and Gordon, and like seeing Gordon grow, and they're like, this is awesome, where can I watch it? And I know that you could watch it on Netflix, so like Netflix has all the first three seasons on there. So and I've gotten a couple of friends to watch it, and they tell me how obsessed they are with it, and I think that's just the time that it's being on Fox is definitely not like profitable for them.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if somebody else would get it to show it at a better time.
Also at 77, if they do 11 more, so they'll come to 22 episodes this season, they'll have 88. Yeah. 88 is enough to sell to TBS. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just out the door if no one's interested in continuing the series. TBS, TNT, some syndicators, like international markets. 88 is big enough number,
mm-hmm.
a really big number that they'll just, they're like, that's plenty of episodes.
And I feel like just plot line wise, like this was like the rise of the villains. Like this is getting Gotham to that disarray place that like it would feel right if it ended on a season four.
I've been outspoken that I think season four is probably it for this show.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed.
I would like to see a season 5 just so that they get to 100.
Like, yeah, this fans, you're always gonna want to. You're gonna want more.
This week, notwithstanding, week to week, I've really, really enjoyed this show.
Yeah, and this season has been good. I mean, not that this week wasn't good; it just wasn't as exciting. But I feel week brought some good moments.
Yeah, this episode was disappointing. This season has exceeded expectations.
Yes.
Would be the best way to put it. That's just...
Yeah, how many times have we been watching it and just, like, gasped at the TV?
Yes.
Like...
They've made us cry, they've made us laugh, they made us feel everything.
But in the meantime, that's something... This is right around the time where you have to just kind of start talking about that. What is Fox Renewed? You got to look at a show like Lucifer. Does Lucifer get an order? What other shows have gotten orders from Fox?
Yeah.
What other shows have gotten orders in general? It's a thing I follow. I'm weird. So you can tweet at me if you have any more information on this, any data on this. I would argue of the 3 million people who watch it on Fox, according to Nielsen, there's another 3 million people who watch it on Netflix way after the fact.
Yeah.
Because there's no way the audience for this show is just 3 million people.
Mm-mm. Right.
On a show that premiered to 10 million people, had giant banner ads, has cultural penetration. Like, I don't, but all Fox would care about is that number. Because that's the number they can sell ads on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which just, anyway. Predictions at large about the actual show, not the business of the show. Jerome, how long are we going to have Jerome?
I think we're going to have him for a while. No, I think it's going to be longer than 3 episodes. I think they're going to draw him out only because we see such a big setup with him and Penguin that I feel like it's going to take more than 3 episodes to build what that story is supposed to be and then complete it.
Especially if this is their last season, I think I would hope that they use him the whole season, and when it ends with Jerome dying.
Oh,
wow.
That's all right. A prediction.
Yeah.
That's deep.
I'm excited to see Barbara and Jim.
I'm really excited to see that. Yeah.
She's like on a table.
Barbara and Jim. I'm excited to see Lee and Sophia.
Lee and Sophia.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
Well, actually, I'll have this topic. Bruce, romantically, how are we thinking? What are we thinking?
I don't want him to be Dumbledore.
He will date Serena.
He has two girls in bed. He's fine.
But Serena hasn't seen what he's been doing.
Oh yeah.
So I think Serena's gonna see him, and she's gonna be the one that's gonna be like, "What's going on? Like, what's your problem?"
I hope that too. Mm-hmm. Gordon, romantically. Where do we see him?
I think we're going to see him. His head's going to start spinning with all the girls that he has in his Rolodex.
Barbara,
now.
Sophia.
Okay. Well, those are all exes.
He's going to love it.
On the way out, do we have any predictions at large before we head on out of here?
I gave my large prediction.
Great.
Yeah, I think Bruce is going to find himself next season. We're going to see some moments.
I agree.
Kumbaya.
Carla, where can the people find you on Twitter?
Guys, you can find me on Twitter at Carla Belchin with an R at the end, and on Instagram at Carla B Travels. See you guys next season.
Thanks for watching, guys. I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
And as always, I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. You can also go to thesoberyear.com. That's a vlog I do about my sobriety. You can also go to youtube.com/somethingtowrestle. That is a top 5 wrestling podcast. I run their YouTube channel. I'm really excited about that. Until next season, well, until December, or until January or February, whenever they come back, thank you all so much, and good night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
We had a good episode. Episode 11 for us was good. I remember making it midway through that show, and like a bunch more and thens were happening, and I was literally like, how much, where are we? And it's like minute 20.